This weekend, Boston's Museum of Fine Arts opens a retrospective featuring more than 160 works by the Spanish master Francisco Goya. 10 of these have never been shown in North America, including one painting that's been particularly elusive even for the most devoted Goya fans. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on how this monumental painting has made its way from a small chapel in Madrid to the MFA.
Goya created some 1,800 artworks in the 18th and 19th centuries, portraits of aristocrats and beggars, scenes from bullfights and war, voluptuous women and demonic witches. So organizing a career retrospective has been a little daunting, according to MFA curator Frederick Ilchman. He and his colleague Stephanie Loeb Stepanek started planning 3 years ago. Early on, they reached out to scholars and curators at other museums.
One of the things we wanted to do was avoid the perpetual problem in art exhibitions where it peters out at the end. So the question is, what would be something or a grouping of works that makes a great point and leaves people on an emotional high?
Their peers suggested a work that seemed unattainable, Last Communion of St. Joseph of Calasanz. The artist painted it late in life, and Ilchman says it's something of a holy grail for Goya fans and art historians.
It's about life and death and the boundary between them, and it's normally on the altar of a church, an out-of-the-way part of Madrid in a school. And it's owned by the same order of teaching friars that were founded by St. Joseph and may even have taught Goya himself.
The painting rarely leaves its place above that altar in Madrid, but Stepanek, the exhibition's co-curator, has had a chance to bask in its presence.
I had seen it and was bowled over by it. The modeling of these faces, each one is very individual, personality too, and of course he's a portrait painter, so he's used to looking at people.
In 1988, Stepanek tried to borrow the painting for another MFA show, but had no luck. This time, she and Ilchman say they were well aware that getting it to Boston would be a challenge.
In order to get something this large, it's very imposing, not well known except to Goya specialists, we needed to really marshal our forces.
Curators from the Prado Museum in Madrid, which has lent 21 Goyas for the show, helped out by setting up a meeting between the MFA curators and the priests. But Stepanek says MFA director Malcolm Rogers also needed some convincing.
At first, he wasn't intrigued by the picture, and then when he saw it, he was totally turned around.
Only seen it before in a black and white photograph, and nothing prepared me for its scale, extraordinary drama, and above all, the sheer intensity of its religious, spiritual feeling.
Rogers says he knew the priests would be making a huge sacrifice if they loaned Last Communion to the MFA.
In a way, it tells the story of human life, and one of my colleagues in Spain said, oh, well, no one's ever said that before. But looking at the canvas, you can see how on the left you have young boys helping out with the mass in the church.
Roger's stature and insights were persuasive to the priests, but co-curator Frederick Ilchman says a little higher help sealed the deal.
Cardinal Sean O'Malley, the Archbishop of Boston, wrote a beautiful and moving letter about how bringing this picture to Boston would be not just a service to this exhibition, but a gift, theologically, let's say, to the people of New England.
For the MFA curators, seeing this fabled painting alongside scores of other Goyas feels like the end of a pilgrimage. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The exhibition Goya, Order and Disorder opens Sunday at the MFA and runs through January 19th. You can see an image of Last Communion on our website, wbur.org.